I can end him. I should end him. Why am I hesitating? Moash was my friend. We spent hours by the fire, talking about our lives. I opened my heart to this man in ways I didn't to most of the others. I told Moash, like Teft and Rock, of Tien, of Rishun, of my fears.
He wasn't just a friend, though. He was beyond that, a member of Bridge 4. Kaladin had sworn to the storms and the heavens above, if anyone was there watching, that he'd protect those men.
I failed Moash, as soundly as I failed Dunny, Mart, and Jax.
And of them all, losing Moash hurt the most. Because in those callous eyes, Kaladin saw himself.
You bastard!
You deny that I was justified?
Moash kicked at Rishun's body.
You know what he did. You know what he cost me.
You killed Elikar for that crime.
Because he deserved it, like this one did. I did this for you too, Kel. You would let your brother's soul cry into the storms unavenged?
Don't you dare speak of Tien!
Kaladin felt himself slipping, losing control. It happened whenever he thought of Moash, of King Elikar dying, of failing the people of Kalinar and the men of the Wall Guard.
You claim justice?
He waved toward the corpses chained to the wall.
What about Jeeber and that other man? You killed them for justice?
For mercy. Better a quick death than to leave them to die, forgotten.
You could have set them free!
Kaladin's mind wouldn't think straight. His stormlight was running low, almost out.
Kaladin, let's leave.
We have to deal with him. I have to... Have to... What? Kill Moash while he stands defenseless? This is a man I was supposed to protect, to save.
They're going to die, you know.
Shut up!
Everyone you love, everyone you think you can protect, they're all going to die anyway. There's nothing you can do about it.
I said shut up!
Moash stepped toward the spear, dropping his hands to his sides as he took a second step. Kaladin, strangely, felt himself shying away. He'd been so tired lately, and while he tried to ignore it, tried to keep going, his fatigue seemed a sudden weight. Kaladin had used a lot of his stormlight fighting, then getting through the fire. It ran out right then, and he deflated. The numbness he'd been shoving down this entire battle flooded into him. The exhaustion.
Do you remember the chasm, Cal? In the rain that night. Standing there, looking down into the darkness, and knowing it was your soul release. You knew it then. You try to pretend you've forgotten, but you know. As sure as the storms will come, as sure as every light eyes will lie, there is only one answer, one path, one result.